Today we have a very wonderful saint, a martyr from way back in the 300s, in the time of the Arian crisis. He was the son of the king of the Visigoths, and the king, his father, was an Arian. But St. Hermenegild converted to the Catholic faith because of the Bishop Leandro, who had converted him. And so he was very firm in his beliefs, his convictions, and his faith above all, basing it all, as the virtue of faith has us do, on the Word of God and the truth of the One revealing, who is Almighty God Himself. And he was very, as I said, practiced his faith very well, so that his father, who, as I said, was still Arian, eventually he said to his son, Hermenegild, "You must give up your faith or lose the right to inherit the kingdom." And so there was this choice he had to make between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world. But St. Hermenegild chose rather to keep the faith and to give up the kingdom of this world. And so his father actually did take away his son's right to the throne. And then, soon enough, he was put in prison, too, and he was held there, a prisoner of his own father, until eventually, one day, his father got the idea he would send him an Arian bishop. The Arians could, of course, celebrate a valid Holy Mass and give out a valid Holy Eucharist. So when the bishop came to the prison cell of Hermenegild, at the command of his father, he came with our Blessed Lord Himself, and he said to his father, told him, "If you receive Holy Communion from my bishop, well then, you can be released from prison, and then secondly, you can receive again your right to the throne. If only you receive the true God, the true Eucharist, from my bishop, the Arian bishop." Hermenegild refused, and then he gave him a what for. He told the bishop that he would remain faithful to the true faith, come what may. And he reamed out the bishop in a respectful way, because he's still clergy, but nonetheless with a great fortitude that comes only from the Holy Ghost. And he told the bishop, in no uncertain terms, he would not receive, even though it was God Himself, he would not receive, and that he should go away. So the bishop went back to Hermenegild's father and told him what all had happened. And not long after, Hermenegild was taken out of his prison cell, and he was then put to death for keeping the faith. And they say that at the moment that he was executed, that he was martyred, as his body lay in that pool of blood, there was angels singing. There was a beautiful canticles coming from heaven, singing the praises of this wonderful martyr whom we honor today. He's a perfect example of what we Catholics need today. That is, he was firm in his beliefs to the point that it's more than just religion, it's just more than just feelings, it's more than just opinions. We base it on theology. We base it on the truth that God has revealed to us. No feelings needed here, just God revealing and the principles of the faith. He's good, I say, because there are many masses out there today that have a valid Eucharist, but that we should still stay away from. For instance, the SSPX is in Maguanago is one of those. And there are some other ones too. We should stay away from them, even though they have God in their tabernacles. They have the same God in theirs, that we have in ours. It is a valid Eucharist. It is a valid Mass. But nonetheless, we should behave as Hermenegild did to the Arian bishop. We should behave the same way towards the SSPX in any group outside that does not profess the truth as it was before Vatican II, whole and entire. We should reject it, just as St. Hermenegild did. And in the case of SSPX, it is simply this, that they offer their Mass in union with the unicum part. That's the famous question in our day and age. And they offer the Mass in union with a heretic, which defiles the most sacred thing that we have on this earth. It means that that Mass is offered outside the Catholic Church, as valid as it is, and becomes, in a way, you might say, a schismatic Mass, because it's offered outside the Church. And St. Jerome says that for the schismatic Masses, that he holds his nose for the stench of them, God does, and that grace is not produced from those Masses. And so we should be, in this day and age, very careful with our faith and hold on to it like a precious vase. We don't want it to slip to our hands and crash to the ground. We pray every day for a firm faith, so that even should it happen that we be called upon by God to die for the faith, that we're willing to do so. But then that we should be willing to do it, to live through a dry martyrdom too. That is, not to receive much in the way of persecution, because that doesn't happen anymore. No one has convictions. And if you don't have convictions, well then, no one will persecute you. You have to have convictions before that will ever happen. But, and this world doesn't have it. So, simply profess your faith, day in and day out, by the way you live. And if people should ask you questions, don't ever be afraid to answer them. And answer them very clearly, because it may be the only grace that that person ever gets to from Almighty God to convert to the Catholic faith. Never be afraid or ashamed of the faith that God has given you in this day and age. St. Hermenegild, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.